Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
The narrative around this team, it's not going to be their year. They're not going to be able to repeat. They won't get back to the Super Bowl. Why? Because they won't be at Arrowhead.
I knew going on the road we were going
to
be okay.
Mahomes to throw against a four-man rush. Fires it near side to Kelce. Touchdown, Kansas City!
Mahomes went on to say you don't take it for granted. That's the wisdom that comes with being an older player, because if anyone was going to take it for granted, it would be Patrick Mahomes.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what rebuilding means.
AFC champions for the fourth time in 5 years, and he's got it pretty good.
It really is special, but job's not done. I mean, our job now is to prepare ourselves to play a good football team in the Super Bowl and try to get that ring.
You can doubt the Chiefs. You can dislike the Chiefs. You can disrespect the Chiefs. You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs.
From the home of Super Bowl 58, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, sponsored by Southern Recipe.
Southern Recipe, and I tell this story, I'll tell it again now because it's important. I first connected with Southern Recipe Pork Rinds and Rudolph Foods on Radio Row in San Francisco. It's actually the last time that I covered a Super Bowl in the Pacific time zone. So that was Northern California. This is Las Vegas, and we are at our Odyssey affiliate, our CBS Sports Radio affiliate, 98.5 HD2 The Bet. This is our home at night, where I'm just going to be honest, we raided the fridge. Okay, I raided the fridge for Jay, but I'm going to say that it was for Jay because he wanted a soda. There are other adult beverages in there. I'm wondering why there would be adult beverages at a radio station. Huh.
Not the best combination with equipment.
I. What happens in Vegas? Just kidding. That's such a pet peeve now. It's not even true. So, you better be glad that what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas, because otherwise you wouldn't see the photos, you wouldn't see the videos. Jay's got a video he's going to post on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Already a bunch of photos and even a video up on Twitter. That's After Hours CBS, or my Twitter, A-Law Radio. So Jay and I are kind of running this race side by side. He's getting photos and videos of Radio Row, of the scene, of me talking to our various guests like Laura Oakman and Brandon Lang that you've heard so far. Coming up in, let's call it 15 minutes, Judy Batista of NFL Network and NFL Media. She's been around a long time. In fact, she's here in Las Vegas working hardcore for 8 days. I would be broke. Now, granted, she's getting reimbursed. People keep saying, get off the strip, go to this place, go to that place. Well, first of all, we don't have more than 2-3 hours in between work commitments, meaning we get off the air here at 3 a.m. So we're halfway through the show. We'll get off the air at 3 a.m. Pacific time, 6 a.m. Eastern, per the usual. And then we will have to catch a ride share back. Neither one of us have a car. Catch a ride share back to the Luxor. By the time I get up to the 23rd floor, so you get into this building, the Luxor is enormous. You get into the building, you walk halfway across the planet. Okay, fine, halfway across Vegas. You get to the elevators. Actually, Jay's using one set of elevators. I'm using a completely different set of elevators. We're on opposite sides of the pyramid, opposite corners of the pyramid, but we meet up at the top. Anyway, it's just a long walk to get everywhere. And so I go by King Tut and by Cleo, and I get over to my elevators, up to my room. I have to unwind a little bit. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep with this growling stomach, so that could be something else. Anyway, the point is, by the time I get settled and get in bed, it's 4 a.m. We have to be back on Radio Row That includes having prep for interviews. That includes, I hope, finding some food. Oh, dear Lord, there's coffee everywhere. Thank God there are three Starbucks in the lobby of the Luxor Hotel, three of them. One of them was open till 10 p.m. last night. Jay, she was only accepting cash. So I used my last bit of cash. We've got to find a place to get
some cash. Why? The Starbucks only accepted cash?
Well, something was wrong with her machine.
Oh, all right.
So I'm out of cash because I tipped the cab with cash as well. And so now I need to go someplace where I can find cash.
Well, there's
a CVS, a grocery store, something.
Your Chase Bank, right? I think there's some around here.
Okay. So we have to do that on Wednesday as well.
Every time I've passed coming out of my elevators or going to, I've seen multiple people lined up at the ATM line in our casino. So...
Oh, that's because they need fast cash.
That is right.
Oh, it's such a black hole.
I always
hole.
Want to be like, no, you don't, like, you just take set the loss. It's you don't need more.
It's a black hole. We've seen some, he's an orange Blue Man Group member. Does that make sense? So Blue Man Group is also at our hotel, as well as a Titanic exhibit with artifacts, as well as King Tut's artifacts. No joke. It's incredible. Carrot Top is performing at our hotel. But there is this Blue Man Group alkalite who is wearing orange. And he was accosting us as we were trying to walk through the Luxor a few hours ago, saying, I can't see anything. Your silhouettes to me. I can't see anything through this getup. It's like a full onesie. Again, like a Blue Man Group guy.
Did he work there?
I saw him all over the hotel. No, he was carrying a sign all over the hotel. So I think he does work there. Anyway, so all that to say, we really have to choose between sleep and food, at least the first day and a half, before we kind of catch our bearings and get comfortable with the routine, and then it's almost over. But I need Tacos El Gordo. Tacos El Gordo on Wednesday. Can we make that happen?
I think we can make that happen.
Can we do Tacos El Gordo and Dirt Dogs? Why don't we do a two-course meal? Tacos El Gordo and Dirt Dogs.
Maybe. Let me look up to try to find two that are in the same vicinity. So if we're walking towards one, we might as well just hit the other.
It's going
to
be a five-mile walk again.
I think it's going to be
we're going to earn our mile, Dirt Dogs maybe. And our Tacos right. El Gordo. I don't mind that because if it's daytime and not pouring. So it was pouring
it was
on
today.
Tuesday. Yeah. Which is why Jay and I bagged out of the media party because it was outdoors and it was pouring. And we were
like not nice out.
Yeah. Well, also, we didn't feel like walking another 4 miles back to the media shuttle. We just, yeah. No, we're such pansies now. We had protein bars for dinners.
That walk was no joke.
Oh, no, it was no joke. And I have blisters on both feet because I was wearing heels and didn't realize how far we were walking. Okay, anyway, so we're going to go to Tacos El Gordo and Dirt Dogs. That is the goal. The thing is, we get done on Radio Row around 3:30, 4 o'clock local time on Wednesday. We should have time to go take a walk, get some video, get some photos, get some tacos, get some Dirt Dogs. But that means you might have to bag the company dinner.
Right. I forgot about the company dinner.
Here's the thing. I would really like to go to the company dinner, but I don't know. Tacos El Gordo and Dirt Dogs sound more like our style.
Good.
What
Are
should we do?
In?
We should put a poll up. Company dinner or Tacos El Gordo and Dirt Dogs. Just do it. Do it. Put it up. See what people tell us. Company dinner at a fancy Italian restaurant, Jay, it might cost us like $150. That's the other
thing.
Can we possibly get away with a meal that doesn't cost us $150? We could go get frozen meals at the grocery store, put them in the fridge here at 98.5 HD2 The Bet in Las Vegas, and eat those tomorrow night for dinner.
Be better than what we
have tonight. What's wrong with us? So, okay, poll up. Fancy Italian dinner with the company. Although I don't think the company's paying for it.
And I wouldn't think so.
And then we could do that, but we'd have to miss out on Tacos El Gordo and Dirt Dogs, which I feel like are calling my name.
I'm telling you, I still have the menu up right here. I'm like looking at all the taco options, and you shouldn't pull it up because you're going to just want it even more. I want to delete it, but I can't.
My stomach's about to start growling. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, so much. Find us at Radio Row if you have one of those passes and you want to see whether or not Jay looks like Noah Eagle. Jay's already been recognized for someone else. And If you don't and you're just wandering around Vegas, let us know. We will be at the Mob Museum on Friday morning at 10 a.m. Chicago Johnny's already a celebrity. We can't wait to meet him. And so we're looking forward to that on Friday. Exciting to be here. I know I'm joking about the expense and all the walking, but it's an experience, and we want to be immersed in the experience. Roger Goodell, he's immersed in the experience, and he is pleased with what Las Vegas has done, not only to prepare for Super Bowl, but also just in general, to be a host city of a new team. If only the Raiders could get their act together. But actually, Antonio Pierce, he was making his way around Radio Row on Tuesday. It's kind of cool to have a little bit of Raiders flair. There's Raiders gear everywhere, and Roger's thrilled with what Vegas has done.
I think Las Vegas has also done an extraordinary job with this city, with the ability to host these big events, the ability to attract people here for a lot more than what people used to. People used to say this was just a gambling town. This is an entertainment town.
I like that moniker, entertainment town. It's true that Vegas used to have a reputation as a gambling town. And it was really interesting to talk to Brandon Lang on Radio Row, a guy who's lived here since, I think he said the 90s, lived here for decades. And he's a handicapper. So when he got into the business, if you don't know his story, well, you got to go back and listen to the podcast, which will have all of our guests. That'll be posted moments after the show on Wednesday morning. And you can find the link on the Odyssey page, cbssportsradio.com. Or just Google After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and you'll see it on Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts, on Apple as well. Oh, gosh. Jay tried to send me an Apple link to some spreadsheet, and it asked me for my Apple ID. Apple was trying to take over my phone. I refused to do it.
It asked you for your Apple ID?
Oh, yes.
Didn't know.
I couldn't get into the spreadsheet because I didn't have the Apple ID entered, and I refused. Apple is the reason I got away from iPhones. I'm not going down that road again. Nope. We're just going to do good old-fashioned text messages. Good old-fashioned conversations.
Give me a flip phone. I don't care. I'm fine with that.
Anyway, so you can catch the podcast wherever you get your podcast, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And Brandon Lang told a really unique story because he became a handicapper back when it was really exclusive to Vegas. And now it's all over the country. And so it's amazing to see the expansion, but also what sports now mean here in Vegas, not just we bet on them in Vegas, but they're out there. We're in here, they're out there. It's not like that anymore. Now there's an integration. Coming up in our final hour, a conversation with Michael Lombardi, who has the GM Shuffle podcast. He's a former GM and longtime NFL front office executive. Oh, gosh. The intel that he has, that he shares. I asked him about Bill Belichick and why he's not coaching, and what this means for Belichick's career. You do not want to miss his answer. But I digress. He also talked about how the NFL is navigating the fine line between being in Vegas and partnering with fantasy football sites like DraftKings, and then also FanDuel, BetGM, sports books, everything like that, and yet still asking its employees, coaches, staff members, players, to refrain, to walk that other side of the line, if you will. And I asked him how he thinks the NFL is doing with what I believe is a bit of a precarious task. So that's coming up next hour. It definitely is a challenge. And Roger Goodell, the NFL owners, they want to maintain integrity, right? They want to maintain a level playing field. They, and I hope that they're being sincere. I know sometimes people don't take it that way. They think it's more lip service. But I hope that Roger Goodell and the owners are being genuine when they say, we don't want any hint of impropriety. We don't want any hint that these games might be rigged or that there might be money that is swaying the outcomes, if that makes sense. Jay, remind me what the other one that Roger Goodell said that we were going to use, because it was really interesting.
Streaming.
Okay, yes. Thank you for reminding me. There's so much in my brain right now. Did you all see the big news that broke on Tuesday about this new streaming app that will really be a conglomerate of sports broadcasts. I don't know how many more streaming apps or streaming services that you all want to buy that you can afford. I didn't buy Peacock. I missed an NFL regular season game and a playoff game, though, to be fair, it was broadcast on NFL Network hours later, so I was able to watch it there. But ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery have announced plans for a brand new sports streaming platform. It'll launch later on this year. 15 networks all folded in, enveloped into this one app. All four major pro sports leagues, sorry, MLS, and 15 networks. And it's essentially one-stop shopping. That's what they want it to be. But does that mean then you get rid of your other apps? So, for instance, the platform will include games from NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, the WNBA, NASCAR, college sports, including March Madness, plus golf, tennis, and the FIFA World Cup. Okay, so you've got a massive partnership. But is that going to mean you don't need any of the other apps? That's my question. Because Paramount right now carries the CBS football games. We know Peacock is getting more and more into the NFL realm and broadcasting games. Apple has its own products. That's not going to be included here. And then what about, as we were talking, Amazon Prime was the first one, right? They're not going to give up their rights to be part of this brand new app. So that's five right there. Prime, Peacock, Paramount, this new app, which I haven't seen the title of it. But then Apple as well. That's five different streaming services. I suppose the upside is that if you can get the majority of your sports on streaming, then maybe you won't need cable. Except if you're like me and you actually watch other shows besides sports, you'll still need cable. Or you'll need different apps to follow your favorite shows. It's becoming crazy. So will you buy it? And what does it mean to you? I don't know that I can afford more of these. And does it mean these games will be taken off of the actual networks and exclusive to streaming? Or does it mean you'll have the option for both? Kind of like CBS and Paramount Plus, they simulcast the games, if you will. We have to have more information. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, Jay's put up a poll. Tacos El Gordo and Dirt Dogs in Las Vegas or the company dinner? Jay, what did you vote for?
I haven't voted yet.
Oh, I voted.
I'm leaning, but I won't say which
don't
way.
Don't tell our colleagues. I voted tacos and dirt dogs.
I'm leaning, but I won't say which way
like,
yet.
I feel like the 5 miles we're going to walk to get to these places and then back to the Luxor will more than account for the calories we will be eating.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
All right, coming up next, really excited, Judy Batista of NFL Network and NFL Media. She's got a couple new stories, including a sit-down with Gerard Mayo, the brand-new head coach of the New England Patriots, and also investigating Brock Purdy and the criticism. I got to figure out why. Why? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, sponsored by Southern Recipe Pork Rinds, our partners here in Las Vegas. We're at 98.5 HD2 The Bet, our local affiliate. You can find us on Twitter or on our Facebook page, also our YouTube channel. Jay is cranking out photos and videos. We're blasting you right now on social. That's what we do. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
From the home of Super Bowl 58, After Hours takes on Las Vegas for the first time. Brought to you by Southern Recipe.
This sounds like Vegas music. I dig it. There's all kinds of entertainment options just within the MGM Grand Hotels, which is where we're staying on the south end of the strip. Radio Row is located at Mandalay Bay. If you've not seen the recognizable structure at the south end of the strip, or if you've never taken your own photo, I had to today. So check it out. There's palm trees and everything. And it's actually the view out my hotel room window, not the picture, but that is the view that I have. It's just that I'm up on the 23rd floor. Jay and I are going to tell you all about the elevator experience, because when you're going up in a pyramid, you're not going straight up. We'll get to that coming up. And the experience, we're still soaking it in. We're asking you to, we're going to abide by your advice. Should we go tacos, El Gordo, and dirt dogs for dinner on Wednesday? Or should we go company dinner? Oh, dear. What if someone from the company sees this? Because we've been invited. It feels like it could take forever, Jay. That's the thing. There's going to be about 15 people. And it feels like it could take forever. And you know me, I need my naps. We're the only ones who are working overnight. Although the morning show actually is to be on Radio Row at 2 o'clock local, 2 a.m. local.
They'll get a nice Italian big feast and then pass right out.
Exactly. Yeah. Wrong. Just wrong. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence from Las Vegas. Producer Jay is here experiencing Super Bowl week for the first time. It's always great to be able to sit down and speak to people in person and make eye contact. Judy Batista has been a guest on our show before from NFL Network and NFL Media. She's a senior national columnist. 8 days she's here in Las Vegas, and we were comparing notes because it's quite an experience. I told her I've already decided that it's a lot to take in. Judy, how would you assess Vegas so far?
Before I got here, friends of mine who have been here were like, you're going to Las Vegas for 8 days? And I'm like, yes, that's what Super Bowl week is like. And they're like, yeah, like, yes, it's a lot. I mean, Super Bowl week anywhere is a lot, but obviously combining it with Las Vegas is just bananas. I mean, and we haven't even gotten to the weekend yet.
Right.
Like, I'm a little afraid, frankly.
I was comparing it to Times Square, but like on steroids.
Yeah.
It actually
really
seems crazier
bananas
than Times Square.
Yeah. Like, seriously, you know how people start to come in like Thursday and Friday.
Oh, it's going
to
be nuts.
Like, I'm really interested to see what that's like. And are we going to be able to get around at all? That's
right.
My big question. Like, how am I getting anywhere at that point?
Because it's not sprawled out.
No.
It's like
no,
right
it's really
there.
Tight.
Exactly.
Really tight.
So you've been with NFL Network and NFL Media for about a decade
yes.
now, right?
Right.
Are you ever amazed with the growth and the exponential just urban sprawl of the NFL? It never seems to stop.
It never seems to stop. And I think the perfect example was last night, Roger Goodell at his press conference announced that, you know, they're going to play the Brazil game on the first Friday of the season. So you're going to have the kickoff game with whoever the defending champion is on Thursday. And then they're going to play that game on Friday. And the first thing I thought is, we're never not going to have a Friday kickoff game again. Like, right? Like, okay, they've colonized another day. Same thing about Christmas, right? When they had the great run of games on Christmas and the ratings were crazy and everybody loved having a game on Christmas. I'm like, and they're going to be playing on Christmas forever now. So, I mean, look, everything they touch turns to gold right now. So am I amazed? I mean, yes. Like, even in the time I've covered the league, 20, you know, something years, I mean, the growth is just crazy. And it just keeps going. I keep thinking, like, when are they going to sort of hit a leveling off point where it just doesn't go anymore, and they haven't done it, and there's no sign that it's coming, that's for sure.
This is not a fair question, but why? Any idea why? When everything else is seemingly leveled off, or as you say, is kind of died down, and the NFL just keeps growing.
They have had an incredibly good run of players. Like, I remember, you know, how many years ago was it now, where they were really worried about, like, what was going to happen? I mean, they would talk about, like, what was going to happen when Tom Brady was gone and Peyton Manning was gone and Roethlisberger and Drew Brees and, like, the big star quarterbacks who carried that era of football. Like, they were really concerned. Oh, and then Patrick Mahomes showed up. And I was like, okay. You know, and then Lamar Jackson and Justin Herbert and, like, you know, Joe Burrow and Josh Allen. And it's like, okay. So that's a big part of why it keeps going. And they've been really, I mean, they're really good at packaging the product. Like, they're really good at this, at putting it on. Creating the international games has been another success, which was another thing that I was like, this is not an international sport. They're going to have to, like, build a fan base. And they've done that. So everything they do works. You know, more power to them because it pays our bills, but yes. it is remarkable. Like, it's a remarkable business success, not just a sports success.
Right. I mean, their incredible marketing department.
They're tremendous
at it. How
they
managed to find at least one event in every month of the calendar yes. year. It's no longer yes. an off season. It really no. isn't.
And
so
those
when
events
do you
are
take a break.
Yeah, never. There's. I remember talking. Bill Belichick actually said this to me once about. He said, as long as we get those 3 weeks. Like, you know, in July, like right around the 4th of July, like, it's fine. Like, as long as they don't take that away. And I'm like, okay, like, I feel like that's getting compressed. But but yes, it's. I wrote a story about that when I was at the New York Times about them wanting to create an event every month. And they have pretty much done it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we are going to go straight from this into the combine and then into free agency and then into the draft
oh
and like
gosh.
Then mini camps. And like, you just and then you get the break and then you're into training camp. And it's just, it's a remarkable machine that they've built.
It really is. Judy Batista is with us here on Radio Row, and she's a senior national columnist for NFL Media. We see her on NFL Network. It's our first time in person, which
yes.
is great. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. I'm glad you mentioned the transition from older quarterbacks to younger. So I was actually going to bring up the coaches. Bill
yeah.
Belichick, Pete Carroll. Obviously, Ron Rivera doesn't have a head coaching job now. Even Mike Vrabel, though he's not old. He's
no,
only 48.
Yeah, he's
but
young.
We see this exodus of experienced coaches and an influx of more of these kind of unproven coordinators in their 30s. What do you make of that?
Well, there's no question there is a shift towards young, mostly offensive-minded coaches,
right.
although we saw defensive coaches hired this year, I think because they had hired so many young offensive coaches that they were running out of them. Owners seem to be looking now towards, they want more the collaboration, the integration. Like when Amy Adams Strunk fired Mike Vrabel and put out that statement, those were the buzzwords, right? Like she wanted a collaboration. And I think that's what people want. They don't want that sort of football guru, Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick type of coach anymore. That seems to have run its course. And I think there's also a push toward more sort of the high energy, positive reinforcement guy. Sean McVay, right?
Right.
People want that. And because it's worked fantastically well for Sean McVay. And I think that's what you see the shift towards now, that sort of young, high energy, positive, you know. I think they feel like this generation of players responds better to that kind of guy than to the, you know, Bill Parcells,
right.
Bill Belichick model, which I want to be clear. I'm surprised Bill Belichick doesn't have a job because
yeah.
it's Bill Belichick
right.
and none of these other guys have 6 Super Bowl rings. And I feel like, did we forget? Like, he's Bill Belichick and he's available. But I think that's why you're seeing the shift here. I mean, look, the only coach that didn't fit the profile was Harbaugh. And
right.
That's a different example.
Right. Although he does have the energy.
He's got the energy,
sure.
and he's the offensive guy,
yes.
right?
I saw on the website that you sat down with Gerard Mayo a few weeks ago. What are your
yeah.
impressions of him?
I was super impressed with him. I was just talking to the Boston area station. I'm super impressed with him. I hope people are patient, not because of Mayo, but that team needs a lot of work. Like, the personnel, like, they need to do a lot of work on the roster. The roster was one of the worst, if not the
yeah.
worst in the league. They need a quarterback. They need skill position players. They need a lot. They need the offensive line overhauled. So I hope they're patient with him. I'm really impressed with him. Mostly because he was very clear that he knows what he doesn't know,
mm-hmm.
that he's a young coach who hasn't been an assistant for very long, and that he was clear that he's going to lean on more people, that lean on experts, which is certainly a different way from the way Belichick did it,
right?
Right? Like, Belichick was the guy. Mayo clearly is sort of throwing his arms open and like asking people to help him. It's obviously a different personality. He's upbeat and joking, and I think that, you know, that'll be a refreshing change. But I just think on the strictly on the football side, like, people are gonna have to be patient. Like, there's a lot of work that has to be done in New England.
Judy Batista's with us here on Radio Row. Something else I saw that you'd written recently, the different equipment and how it's affecting injuries and rules changes. What have you seen that stands out to you?
They released a whole, you know, they have all this year-end injury data, and they dumped it out the other day, and one of the things that came out was they saw many, many fewer, I think it was 700 fewer missed player games this year. And the big drop was because lower extremity injuries, lower extremity strains in particular, really declined. They think that's because of that ramp-up period we have in training camp where, you know, when they start training camp and everybody's like, yay, training camp, like, they don't put on the pads. They don't even, like, they don't do anything, basically. Like, they're basically, like, sort of in a protracted, like, warm-up phase. Like, they stretch a lot. But that seems to have worked, because in the past they would get on the field and go full steam ahead right away. And it's sort of like when weekend warriors go out there and on the nice first spring weekend and like you're going to play tennis and like you pop your Achilles. Like, that was sort of what was happening in the NFL, was these guys had been on vacation and then all of a sudden they go to training camp and go full steam and like they pull their hamstrings. And then once those strains happen, like, they linger. And so not only have they seen a reduction in the number of strains initially, they've seen a reduction in the number of recurring injuries. So that's the good news. You know, the sort of okay news is the number of concussions has sort of held steady, not coming down, and they want to get that down. And that's where the helmets come in. There's going to be more position-specific helmets, and they feel like that's going forward going to be a real help. Like, you know, the quarterback helmet is going to be constructed to reduce the impact the way quarterbacks get hit and suffer concussions, right? They get hit and suffer because they hit the back of their head on the ground when they're sacked. So those helmets are going to be built specifically for that. They're trying everything. You know, concussions is obviously their big thing that they've got to work on, and they're trying everything. But I thought on the whole, most of the injury data was pretty good news for them.
What are you working on the rest of this week?
So I am looking at the Chiefs dynasty, the dynasty in the making.
In the making. Okay.
In the making.
How long does it have to be a dynasty, do you think?
Well, if they win a third, that's pretty good. Three and 5 years is pretty good. And sort of like how they are, I think the feeling is like, oh, this is not like the Patriots. They're much more loosey-goosey and fun and upbeat. And it's like they're actually a lot like the Patriots. And, you know, this was a team that was an offensive juggernaut a few years ago, and now they are very much a defensive-led team this year. And the Patriots did that over and over during that run. Like, they sort of shape-shifted. You know, they would get different personnel, and you're seeing the Chiefs do that now. So I'm going to write about that. I just wrote a story today that posted about, this is only the fourth time that there has been a Super Bowl rematch between coaches. And in the previous three times, the coach who won the first time also won the second, which is probably not what Kyle Shanahan wants to be thinking about, but, you know, why that is.
Interesting. Well, it's great to have you here with us in person.
Great to see you
so
in real
nice
life. Yes.
On NFL.com. And I don't have your Twitter in front of me. What's your Twitter?
Judy Batista, my name.
Easy
to remember.
Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Great
Enjoy
to see
week
you. Yeah, you too.
Really cool to get the insight of Judy as someone who's embedded in the NFL. The idea about Bill Belichick and some of these older coaches who, at least for now, have transitioned out of the league, like those quarterbacks that we thought the NFL couldn't survive, with the exodus of, and Tom Brady most recently, but Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, Philip Rivers as another probable Hall of Famer. And then Tom Brady, too. Aaron Rodgers is not far behind, maybe a couple more years, depending upon how he recovers from that Achilles, though the videos, I don't know if they've been doctored or they're AI, but they look pretty good at this point. So, yes, we've seen this influx of young quarterbacks, but the same thing is happening in the coaching ranks, which I think is fascinating. Now, coming up next hour, I ask former NFL front office executive Michael Lombardi why Bill Belichick is still on the sidelines and what this means for his future. And his answers are also thought-provoking, so you don't want to miss that. Our entire show will be podcasted as soon as we're done. And in the meantime, you got to check out photos and videos that Jay is putting up on our Twitter and Facebook pages. We're going to incorporate YouTube tomorrow when we potentially hoof it to Tacos El Gordo and Dirt Dogs, because right now that sounds a lot more appealing than company dinner. Also, as Colton, and Colton's back in studio at CBS Sports Radio headquarters. Colton, you can hop on the mic if you want. As Colton pointed out, if the company's not picking up the tab, guess who is going to be paying a lot more for dinner?
Again, it's a smart thing to do. And you're in Vegas. It's just Vegas. Like, I'm doing the tacos. Thanks.
Yeah, Tacos El Gordo and Dirt Dogs are calling to us. Could you imagine? We need video and photos of that, Jay. The people want to see.
I want it.
And to experience Jay. Jay's like salivating because neither one of us has eaten a meal on Tuesday, so we're both starving, which means that this sounds even more appealing. All right, so take the poll on Twitter, After Hours CBS. Also, we've got lots of photos up, one with each guest. We've got a video up. Jay was doing the scene set from Radio Row. We're so excited to be here from 98.5 HD2, The Bet in Las Vegas, our CBS Sports Radio affiliate. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Monday.
The iconic voice of one Toby Keith, country music superstar. Getting ready for the trip to Vegas, I was traveling, working, just kind of lost in my Super Bowl Radio Row bubble, and got a couple text messages from friends, and then heard it from a couple colleagues that he had passed away. We knew he had stomach cancer because he had shared that. He was diagnosed in the fall of 2021, and I'm grateful that he passed peacefully earlier this week, and he was with his family, and even as I think back on his career, I love the fact that it was always marked with fight and boldness and personality and humor. He is the singer of one of my favorite country songs ever, Should Have Been a Cowboy. But also, I love, love, love How Do You Like Me Now, which I would play any day or night. It's one of my running songs. It speaks to anyone who's ever been told you can't do it or you're never going to make it. And How Do You Like Me Now? I feel like Brock Purdy could be singing that song. So thinking about Toby Keith as Colton plays some of his music to get us back into our show. Sad for his family, sad for the country music industry. There have been tributes all over. He's sung national anthems at I don't know how many sporting events. He's performed on the world's biggest stages. I knew him as a diehard Oklahoma football fan. So that was one of my first introductions to Toby Keith. When I lived and worked in Oklahoma City, I would cover OU football. And he loved the Boomers, loved the Boomers. He went to every major game, including their run to the national championship in 2001. And so I would always see him on the sidelines, in the press box, at big OU football events. Huge fan of college football, and loved his Sooners, the Boomers and the Sooners. Well, the Boomers were actually a local high school team, but loved his Sooners. So we're sad to hear about his passing, but his family said he fought his fight with grace and courage. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence from Las Vegas and our affiliate here, 98.5 HD2, The Bet. It's sponsored by Southern Recipe Pork Rinds. And now I'm feeling guilty because a listener has written to us to give us a guilt trip. He says, "Hey, y'all, this is Tom. Seems like the company is trying to do something nice for y'all, since that is not the norm. I would do one place and the dinner and then do the other the next day." So he's saying split it up, do Dirt Dogs and then the company dinner and then do the other the next day. Okay.
It's like a good idea.
He says, "How would it look if you and Jay were the only people not at the dinner?" Oh, Tom, I think you have the wrong idea. This is not a company company mandated dinner. It's a dinner that one of the fellow hosts here has been like, hey, we're all going to get together and have dinner, right? So the company's not paying for it. It's not like a company sanctioned event. It's another host who has said, hey, we're going to get together and have some dinner. I'm a little nervous about the timing because we have a show to do at night. Also nervous about the expense, I'll just be honest, since we're probably all picking up our own tabs. But also, as my stomach is growling right now, all I want is a dirt dog. Anyway, thank you for giving us the other perspective. You all can vote on what we should eat on Wednesday. I suppose Tom could be right in this respect, Jay. We could do dirt dogs and the dinner, because dirt dogs is close to our hotel, the Luxor, and the dinner. Then we could go and do the walk to Tacos El Gordo on Thursday. And that way we could spread it out and get videos and photos and all that jazz.
I do like Tom's idea.
We
it
do,
makes sense.
We do have a monorail, apparently, that can take us around.
That's huge, which I just learned in the last 5 minutes. I mean, that saves us
so
hour
much
of walking.
Where is the monorail, though, in our hotel?
Probably like an hour walk within
the
hotel.
That's what I mean.
But
right. If we have to walk not just to the monorail, but then we have to walk once we get off the monorail, we might as well just walk.
I'll just say I haven't seen a sign for it, and we've walked pretty much the majority of the hotel. So
that's so true. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. If you haven't seen the photos, the videos, they're up on Twitter, A-Law Radio, our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then also our Facebook page. Hey, Colton. A listener, David, wants to know the name of the song by Toby Keith that you just played. What was it?
American Soldier.
American Soldier, David. Although I will certainly put that back on Twitter. Yeah, he had so many hits. As I say, he had a unique personality. He was brash. He was bold. He often fought the system, if you will, but loved country music, loved the fans, and loved college football, including OU.
Was jamming out to him yesterday on the way home, actually, after my shift last night.
Yes. Oh, gosh. So sad to hear. It's also, I mean, we're talking about cancer. It's also a reminder, whenever a celebrity ends up with cancer, that it's the great equalizer. Cancer does not care how much money you have or how famous you are. Even King Charles being diagnosed, it sounds weird to call him King now. Even King Charles diagnosed with cancer, though they say they've caught it early and that he should be able to go through treatment. So that's good news coming from London. All right, still to come, Michael Lombardi here on After Hours. Earlier from Radio Row, had a chance to pick his brain about the coaching cycle. And Roger Goodell, too, was talking about what he thinks now that all of the jobs are filled. So this is from his comments on Monday as he addressed kind of the state of the NFL. Now, so much has been made about the Rooney Rule and diversity in hiring. And he believes that this latest cycle is a testament to how teams are taking it seriously and now are doing what they can to see diversity increase among the coaching ranks. Hey, Colton. Did we lose Colton? Did we lose signal? Okay. If we could have, is there 2 and 3 from Roger Goodell? 2 and 3.
I think the hiring cycle was obviously encouraging from the coaching, head coaching standpoint. As you point out, we don't look at this just in the coaching level or
just two is fine.
Offensive coordinators. We look at this across the board.
We'll get back to it. We'll get back to Roger Goodell. Sorry, Roger. We're going to have to bump Roger because our music is playing, and that means that the network computer is about to cut us off. So from Las Vegas and 98.5 HD2 The Bet, Amy Lawrence, producer Jay, After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world
world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.